We do a lot of things together. Like we binge watch series, we read books, we travel together, we track together, and we always wanted to share our experiences with the people. So we started the podcast with the help of the Anchor app. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let us explain how. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer.
Anchor will distribute your podcast for you, so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcast, and many more.
You can make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership.
It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place.
So download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started. Hello everyone, this is Aditya Mehta.
And I am Jeenal Vaghela, and we present to you the Pot Fun.
A podcast for all the folks who loves book,
travel,
exploring,
adventures,
music,
art,
drama,
and so much more.
So get ready to explore with us by just tapping on that follow button now. Hello, hello, hello. This is Aditya Mehta and you are listening to the podcast of Pot Fun. So welcome everyone to this amazing podcast. And this is the introduction episode where we are going to tell you something about the Pot Fun, some introduction about the Pot Fun, and also about the host of this particular podcast. So starting off, this podcast is basically created for those things which we do it for ourselves. Like you can do a job, but that is for the business, for the customers. If you're doing a business, you are doing it for the customers, but there are certain things which you just do for yourself. Sometimes it acts like a therapy to you. Sometimes it acts like a stress reliever for you. And sometimes it just gives you immense amount of energy. Right? Yes, this is about the passions of our life. And by passion, I mean, many people would have many passions. And this podcast is going to talk all about those things. And talking about a passionate person, I have this amazing co-host of this particular podcast, and she is Jeenal Vaghela. Jeenal, welcome and congratulations for becoming a co-host of this podcast. How are you feeling?
Oh, I'm feeling amazing. Thank you for giving me this opportunity to be a co-host on Pod Fun. Thank you, Aditya. Grateful.
Obviously, you should be. Okay, anyway, so what is your passion, Jeenal? Like what you do? For giving yourself pleasure.
Okay, so the topmost thing that tops my chart would be, otherwise it would have been reading and writing. But after hearing the definition, the way you defined it, I think it is trekking. So trekking has to top it because it just takes me to a completely another place. It makes me feel more connected to myself and Mother Earth at the same time. And apart from that, apart from trekking, I would say reading and writing, as I mentioned, drawing mandalas. And I have maybe it more than a passion, it is my quirk, but I have a thing for organizing things, whatever it may be. It may be the cupboard or whatever data I have at work, anything and everything. So I think those are my passions.
Wow, these are the things which gives us good amount of energy as well. Right. Sometimes it also rejuvenates our energy all of a sudden. Mm-hmm. I remember this one thing, like few years back, I was doing a drama in front of like 8,000 people, live crowd.
Wow.
And and obviously it was wow. So the thing is, and I have a great acting passion, like I have participated in n number of street plays and drama. But this drama was really very close to me because this was the first time where I was going to perform in front of like 8,000 people, live crowd, you know. So it was a big thing. And, you know, there were all rehearsals going on. Like, there was rehearsal each and every day at 11 night.
Oh, okay. My God. Okay.
So, yes. So every day at 11 p.m., there was this rehearsals. But before that, obviously, there are like many job people who would do their job and come over there. Right. So that's the that was basically the timing for all of us. And for me, it was more difficult, I would say, during that point of time, because I had my college. I was studying MCA at that point of time. So I had my college from 8:45 to 4:30. From 8:45 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. And from there, I would directly go to my job and leave from my job at around 10:30, and then I'll go for rehearsals. But and I feel like while going to the rehearsals, I don't have any energy itself. Okay, but the moment I start rehearsing, it feels like I wasn't tired at all. You know, it used to give me such immense amount of energy that, you know, I would keep on going till 2:30, 3 in the morning, and, you know, then come home and have some amount of sleep and then get back to college. But, you know, that period used to give me a great amount of energy while acting, while rehearsing, and even on the day, you know, when I actually performed, it was just awesome. And sometimes passions give you that, right? Apart from acting, I do a lot of other things as well. Like recently I really got a good taste of solo trip as well. But that we will talk about it. And obviously I love reading as well. Like I read novels, I read self-development books, and I read like a whole good amount of books. And you know, these are the things which gives us, you know, sometimes mental peace, sometimes energy we need, stress reliever, and it's just amazing, right? So, you know, Jeel, you tell me, like, do you have any story related to tracking that way?
Yeah, I do. In fact, it was really a recent story. So around the start of this year, when the cases had reduced and people had started moving out and everything, so at that time my group planned a trek to Pathargarh. So before I share the story further, let me tell you, I am not a pro trekker. I still consider myself amateur. My endurance level being okayish, and this trek required high amount of endurance training, and it is always good to be a pro trekker while doing these treks, or you really have to be level-headed to do this kind of trek. So and I had a special motto behind doing this trek, because it was around my birthday time, and I was like, okay, come on, chalo, challenge accepted, bring it on, vaise. And the moment I have this thing, generally when I go to any place for traveling or trekking, I never research it. But for this one time, I thought, why not just let's figure it out. Let's find out what is Pathargarh all about. Because there was a lot of hoo-hoo-ha-ha going on in my group that, okay, you know, better be prepared and do this and do that. So I was like, let me just check what is it all about. And when I did, I was like, oh my God. And until the end moment, as in before just starting the trek, I was praying, I was anxious, because it is really difficult, okay, as in a risky one. So I was praying all the time, keep everyone safe and, you know, all that stuff. When we started the trek, I was gasping already. I was like, kahan aa gayi ye main? And all of those thoughts. But as the trek proceeded, I just got into the mood, and, you know, it just took me to another place. and I started enjoying it so much. Of course, it was tiring. It really demands a lot of energy. But in spite of being tired and the challenges, I thoroughly enjoyed that trek. And it is one trek that is etched in my memory. Like, I'm taking it with me and I'm going to share stories about it for years to come. I'm sure about that. And any and every other trek does this to me. So when I come back, at least I have a hangover for 2 to 3 days. The place that it just transports me to is different. Right. I get closer to myself. The solace and serenity that I feel is amazing. So now that monsoon is about to be here, I'm waiting for the trek season to start and, you know, attack on more treks.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. And I really, you know, can relate with tracking a lot because I have been to, you know, treks. And, you know, like, you know, when you start the trek, you are tired. Then you, till the time you reach your destination. But the moment you touch your destination and you see the view, automatically the, you know, entire tiredness of yours just fades away. Mm. And you just enjoy the view, you relax yeah. over there. And it's just amazing, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
Well, and I'm pretty much sure that we will be sharing more and more stories of about trekking, yeah. about solo trips and many more things. And obviously, hopefully, when you go trek for the next time, I'll be invited. This time I wasn't, hashtag. So
I will see about it, hashtag.
So, yes, I will definitely... And I'm definitely sure we all are going to go for it. But before that, you know, do you remember that even two of my friends who actually went to the trekking, and it was the most difficult trekking, and that is basically Chandrasheela, which is nearby to Rishikesh.
It is, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And however, about that, we will be listening. That in the next episode, where I am going to talk about my first solo trip to Rishikesh, and it's just going to be amazing. So make sure to follow this podcast and make sure to listen to the next episode. And we are going to have a guest probably in each and every episode. So in the next episode, we are going to have an amazing guest as well. So make sure to listen to next podcast. And if you feel that this episode, this podcast adds value in your life, then make sure to share it with your loved ones. See you in the next episode. Me, Aditya Mehta, and Jinal Vaghela signing off from this episode. See you in the next one. Till then, peace out.